Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. This week we're exploring meditation without meditating, what it is to be in a state of meditation without necessarily going through a practice of meditating. And today I wanted to kind of focus on one aspect of meditation, or in a way almost another word for meditation, which is peace of mind. And I wanted to talk about it in a context that might be a little less spiritual than you're used to. So at the beginning of the year, I met with a client, and he was preparing for a hostile takeover bid for his company. And he was stressed, and he kept asking me for reassurance that things would turn out his way. And he told me about how his lawyers were saying, oh, yeah, it's going to work out for you. And his colleagues at work, oh, yeah, it's going to work out for you. And he even had a psychic friend that was telling him, oh, yeah, this is going to work out for you. Well, I didn't offer him any reassurance. And it wasn't because I didn't think things were going to work out in his favor. It was just because I know if your sense of well-being is dependent on a particular outcome, that's a really rocky foundation to build anything on. So here's what I told him. I suggested to him that we could explore the possibility that he could be absolutely at peace regardless of the outcome. And that in fact, unconditional peace of mind was the best possible platform for victory in battle. Success in business, winning at games, having a rich and meaningful experience of life, that pretty much unconditional peace of mind is the best possible platform for anything. So I always used to love stories about the Lakota, the Native American tribe whose war cry was, "Today is a good day to die." Well, when you enter into the arena of life without any undue attachment or aversion to how things are going to play out, you're free to be present to the flow of the game. You're free to be responsive to your in-the-moment wisdom. You're free to be deeply present to the responses of others. And that freedom of mind tilts the odds in your favor. Because instead of approaching things as the pawn of your ever-changing insecure thoughts, you can travel across the board like the queen in a game of chess, able to move in any direction as far as the current layout of the board will allow. So that's what I wanted my client to realize. Peace of mind doesn't guarantee victory, but it does ensure that you're going to be one of the most powerful players in the game. And peace of mind isn't the same as the absence of thought. Right, the absence of thought is the idea that, well, as long as I don't have too much thinking going on, I'm going to have peace of mind. And that's why people meditate. Because when you quiet your thinking, life starts to get easier. Because as long as you don't have too much on your mind, you can handle conflict and changes in circumstances way better than your average bear can handle them. So when you seek peace of mind by banishing thought, you're a meditator. You meditate, and as long as you sustain your meditating, it really does work. People who meditate as a practice tend to live healthier, longer, more creative lives than non-meditators. It's statistically verifiable. And Rupert Murdoch, David Lynch, Oprah Winfrey, really high achievers make time for daily meditation. But absence of thought can also lead to dullness of wit. And for a lot of people, even people with a practice of meditation, it's difficult to maintain that peace of mind in the 23 hours a day when they're not meditating. And the practice becomes a chore. Now, not for everyone, because peace is the nature of mind. So when I say mind, think of mind with a capital M. Mind is the formless energy and intelligence behind life. It's the life force, and it animates the world. It's everywhere. It's ever present, and it brings with it a feeling of being alive and a knowing that regardless of what's going on in your head or in your world, all is well. And people who recognize that the peace of mind surrounds them find themselves dropping into states of meditation and gratitude and love wherever they are and whatever's happening around them. People like Jesus or Buddha or Modern mystics like the Dalai Lama or Byron Katie or Eckhart Tolle or Sid Banks. When you see that you live, we all live in a mind-made world, and that we're made of mind too. We're made of the same formless energy as all of life. The idea of having to do anything to experience peace of mind is like the idea that a fish has to do something to experience water. As soon as you notice that the peace of mind is present, always present, it'll begin to fill your consciousness more and more of the time, because, quite simply, the peace of mind is your true nature. You can't lose it, because it's who you are. It's the very core of your being. There's a quote I've always heard attributed to St. Francis of Assisi when he said, "You are that which you are seeking." You are that which you are seeking. And the best thing about the peace of mind is that it's always available. And that's true regardless of who's mad at you and what they're mad about and what you happen to be thinking about them being mad at you at the time. Now, as it happened, things worked out for my client's business. The takeover didn't happen and things are going well. But that's not the point. And in fact, I'm a little concerned that that might obscure the point, because he won, but like John Wooden, the basketball coach, used to say, the team with the best players usually wins. The point is that what unconditional peace of mind offers us is the freedom to be at our best, regardless of how positive or negative we happen to be feeling about our chances in any given moment. We can compete like a champion, whether the odds are against us or ever in our favor. We can hold our head high, whether we win or lose, at peace in ourselves, confident in our own resilience, and recognizing that when it comes to the game of life, playing full out and fearless is its own reward. And that's unconditional peace of mind. And we'll talk more about this in the next podcast. Have fun, learn heaps. I'll talk to you then.